This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham sitting in for Cynthia Canty. The Regional Transit Authority of Southeast Michigan's new transportation plan needs money. So on the ballot in November, voters in Macomb, Oakland, Washtenaw, and Wayne counties will be asked to approve a 20-year property tax millage said to cost the average homeowner about $95 a year. Now, that will pay for new bus rapid transit lines, some rail service between Detroit and Ann Arbor eventually, and fix what has been a dysfunctional transit system that never really connected the suburban smart bus with the Detroit Department of Transportation bus system. Some people in the suburbs, mostly older folks, are not happy for a variety of reasons, but the chief reason seems to be they feel they'll have to pay for a bus system that they'll never use. Many younger voters feel a little differently. But there are others opposed to the Regional Transit Authority tax for other reasons. Michael Jackman with the Metro Times says the RTA doesn't go far enough. It's short-sighted in its dependence on bus rapid transit system. And he joins us now. So if not this RTA plan, what do you think will work better?
Well, I keep going back to the original legislation that created our RTA in Southeast Michigan. And written into its rules are some pretty stringent standards for whether the system can ask voters to fund and let it operate rail systems at all. It requires a unanimous vote from all the board members to propose such a system or in order to run it, whereas the law only requires a supermajority when it comes to buses.
So what do you think they're throwing up obstacles to developing light rail or commuter rail in the state?
Well, I can't say why that was written into the laws. I think it's just our local officials don't like the idea of spending a lot of capital costs on installing rail systems that will, you know, run streetcars or light rail vehicles in the inner city, which is where they make most sense.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me, too, because when you're talking about a rail system, you're talking about infrastructure that will take years to launch, decades to fully develop. Detroit residents need reliable transportation right now, and the only immediate hope is riding a bus. So does your long-term vision get in the way of today's problems?
Well, I think we do have bus systems right now, and, I mean, buses have their place, certainly as feeder vehicles for main thoroughfares and things like that. The thing is that, you know, the same mentality that says we can't afford these capital costs for rail systems is often the same thing that when they propose a so-called BRT line, the same powers that be that are in charge of those decisions that led up to it often cheap out in a number of other ways, getting rid of signal preemption, pre-ticketing, the climate-controlled stations. All of a sudden, what you're looking at in the end is just another bus line. Is there a problem with that? Well, the holy grail of, you know, transit authorities is what we call transit-oriented development. In other words, they fix a rail route in the street that carries thousands of people there day by day, and developers see that, and they start spending money to develop the restaurants, condos, and other amenities right by that rail station. So instead of having a system that seems designated for taking poor working people out to the counties to work on Hall Road, you could have a system that creates development in the inner city where people can walk or bike to work, and it creates jobs where they're needed the most.
I get your point. I understand that, but you haven't answered that question about the immediate problem of reliable transportation. It's one of the chief barriers to getting a job for many Detroit residents. Wouldn't that in itself spur economic improvement for the city?
Well, I don't see where any bus line has actually reorganized the way jobs are distributed in a metropolitan area. I mean, the real problem isn't that there isn't reliable transit to take people out to the jobs so much as the jobs are located miles and miles away from the people who need them the most. If we could understand that transit policy is development policy, maybe we could jumpstart those inner city places and get them the jobs that they need. Would it take a while? Do we need reliable bus system in the interim? Sure, and I think that some deal-making could be done between SMART and DDOT to get those systems working better together, but building another series of bus systems, I don't know. I mean, down the line, I don't see it really challenging the status quo, which is what...
You're more of an optimist than I am, because we've been waiting for SMART and DDOT to get their act together for decades, and they still haven't managed it.
Well, if that wasn't the purpose of having the RTA, to sort of knock some heads together and get those systems working with the, you know, with the Ann Arbor system as well, what was the whole point of authorizing another transit agency?
Now, you did note that in one of your articles, I forget which one, that they did loosen up on the rail a little bit. They're talking about this light rail or commuter rail between Detroit and Ann Arbor. That gets to a little bit of what you want, but it still doesn't deal with that job situation, which I think is the critical part of this whole idea. I understand what you're saying. You're wanting to see transportation and development work hand in hand. But in the meantime, there are a lot of people, a huge number of people out of work in Detroit who just want to get to, you know, I'll remind you of the walking man who's trying to get there. I did a piece on a woman who, you know, finally got a job in Warren until her car broke down and there was no bus service to get to the job. There's that problem right now. And I think a lot of people are saying you're letting good be the enemy of great.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can provide the bus service that's going to get people across town. I think that's a component of the plan, and I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is wedding us to another 20-year program that in the end is going to leave Metro Detroiters saying, gee, you know, transit just doesn't work in Metro Detroit. Isn't that strange? You know, and it's not a mystery. This can all be traced back to the legislators who are enabling the funding. You noted well that they loosened up a little bit because they realized that their RTA was not going to be able to legally operate the system that they want for Ann Arbor and Detroit, that they want for downtown Detroit. You know, the RTA wouldn't have been authorized to do that. They would have to have a unanimity. And I think it gives you an idea of just how impossible they perceive that to be politically, that unanimous vote, which is why the possibilities of rail transit remain unexplored in our region or impractical.
So what's your bottom line? What do you want the RTA to consider? I mean, are you saying you want a no vote on the RTA, or are you saying they need to step back and rethink it and then present it again? Because if they get a no vote now, it's not going to be before the voters for a long time.
What's the hurry? Why is there so much pressure now to pass a plan? Why is bus rapid transit on our must-try list? Why is the state of Michigan trying to do with buses what any other region in the country and in the world would try to do with rail systems? Is it worth a year or two to go back to the drawing board to see if we can change some of these legislative requirements that we're saddling our RTA with? Why not give people a real choice, one that isn't tilted away from the modes that intimidate our legislators because the plans are too big or too expensive or would challenge the way we do things in Metro Detroit? I think it's worth it.
I don't want to sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but I'm still thinking about those folks who would like to get a job now, not in a year or two or longer. And the other point of that, I think, is as difficult as it was for the counties to get together and even get this on the ballot with the last-minute backroom dealing that had to be done to do that, I'm not sure that you're going to get many changes from the legislature or from the county players.
Well, Zemke was able to in Ann Arbor. There is some potential for political deal-making, you know, and as for those people who suffer without transit, without the ability to use transit to get them to the jobs right now, you know, that is a situation that they've been in for years. It seems strange to me that now we're on the verge of passing this plan, and all of a sudden, to foreground the urgency of their persistent and stubborn problems, you know, it's convenient for the passage of the RTA to do so now. But how about really challenging the status quo and taking a more long-term vision and driving that inner city development with real international standard of light rail transportation? You know, this has not endeared me to a lot of my friends, you realize, to stand over here on the left of the proposal and to be shouting that we should reject it and do more. But at the same time, I feel that it does more damage in the end. You know, while we're going to be putting in these bus rapid transit lines, which eventually I imagine will be bus lines, we're spending more than $2 billion to expand our freeways. Why are Michigan's transit priorities seemingly out of the 1950s and 60s instead of where they are today with other cities and other metropolitan regions?
I can hear our next mass transit lobbyist in Lansing right now. His name's Mr. Jackman. Okay, that's Michael Jackman. He's with Metro Times. He recently wrote a pair of opinion pieces critical of the RTA's bus rapid transit plan. A millage to fund that plan will be on the ballot in Macomb, Oakland, Washtenaw, and Wayne counties this fall. Hey, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, sir.